What's going on, friends? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast, brought to you by our friends at BuiltBar.com, the protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Just go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off your first order. Hey, this is actually the last episode in May. That's kind of hard to believe already. It was just hitting me before when I started recording. By the time I get back to you guys on Monday, we'll actually turn the calendar to June. So it's hard to believe we're already 5 months into this year. But hope you guys have been having a great week and, you know, a great year so far. You know, doing what you can, of course, with everything going on in the world. So just stay safe, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And let's make the rest of 2020 a good one, shall we? We've got a couple things I want to talk about here on this Friday edition of the podcast. One, a little bit of on-field news for the Panthers. We touched on some good off-field news for them yesterday, but of course then we found out they made an agreement, or they had a contract signing, so we'll get into that in a minute. And then we'll touch on the NFL's under-25 team. NFL.com unveiled their list of the top player, like almost like the all-pro team, if you think about it. The best players at each position, basically, of all players under the age of 25. And a couple of Panthers actually made that list. And if you haven't seen this list, you might be a little surprised who the second Panther is. I won't spoil it just yet if you haven't seen it, but I will say the second player could be very interesting and surprising to some of you, but we'll get into that in a minute. First, of course, we'll talk about the big roster move from Thursday, and that is the Panthers agreeing to a contract with Eli Apple, the former Saint and Giant. Now, of course, if you've haven't been following as much or may have missed some of the news, you may be thinking, wait, didn't Eli Apple sign with the Raiders earlier this offseason? Yes, he did. Back in March, Eli Apple actually did sign a contract with the Las Vegas Raiders. It was a one-year, $6 million contract. But for whatever reason, they couldn't finalize the contract, or something happened, whether it was for physical reasons or financial reasons, whatever the case may be. Ultimately, the two sides couldn't make it work, and Eli Apple was actually let go or let back into the free agent market. And here we are 2 months later, he was still sitting on the market until the Carolina Panthers finally came calling, gave him a contract, he signed it. We don't know the financial terms yet. We do know it's a one-year deal. But it's a nice signing. You know, we had talked in the past, you know, really didn't think of Eli Apple as an option. We really didn't bring his name up. I guess I was just so focused on the possibility of Ross Cockrell coming back that I didn't really think of Eli Apple. But, you know, Eli Apple has certainly built himself back up over the last couple of years. Obviously, you know, he hasn't lived up to his first-round potential. Remember, this guy was a top-10 pick back in 2016 by the New York Giants and then traded to the New Orleans Saints in 2018. So he never lived up to that 10th overall, you know, those expectations of being the 10th overall pick. But in the last couple years, you know, we say sometimes in life, you know, change of scenery sometimes does people pretty good. And this was one of those cases where a change of scenery really did Eli Apple a lot of good. You know, he went to New Orleans and he started 25 games for them in the two seasons. He, of course, missed the end of last season with an ankle injury, so he did not play in the wild card game against the Vikings. But like I said, he started 15 games for them last year, and he had 58 tackles last season, which was actually second most for him in his career. The most was actually with the in 2018 when he split time with the Giants and the Saints. In fact, he had 52 tackles in the 10 games he played last year for the Saints. So he has 110 tackles in his two seasons, or I should say season and a half or so with the Saints. He had 23 tackles in his five games with the Giants before he got traded. But he had 58 tackles last season. He had four passes defended. He had one forced fumble. Didn't have any interceptions, though. No sacks, no fumble recoveries. But he does have three career interceptions, two of which came with the Saints in 2018, and then he had one back in his rookie year of 2016. All total, he's played in 55 games in his four seasons, starting 48 of those games. He's compiled 233 total tackles, four of them for a loss. He has three interceptions, like I said, 33 passes defended, three forced fumbles, six fumble recoveries. And again, he's coming off one of his better years. You know, again, this is 2 years in a row now that he's played in 15 games. That's after he played in 25 total games in 16 and 17. He's now played in 30 games in the last two seasons. So he's definitely gotten a lot better. And again, he's not a first round cornerback anymore. He never lived up to that, but he's still a solid player. You know, he's pretty good in both man and zone and in kind of the versatile defense that Phil Snow wants to run. I think Eli Apple is going to be a pretty good fit, and it gives the Panthers now, I guess you could say that veteran leadership, because this is going to be his fifth season in the league, and now he's going to be playing opposite Dante Jackson, who's going to be entering his third season in the league. But it's going to help give some guidance as well to Dante Jackson, who we know kind of faltered off a little bit in his sophomore season, and of course the injuries picked up a little bit last year, and that's where Ross Cockrell, of course, stepped in and really made more of a name for himself coming back from his injury. But I guess there was no mutual interest. I guess maybe Cockrell just wasn't interested. I mean, I don't know how much interest there was on either side about bringing Cockrell back to the Panthers. But at this point, that's probably out the door now that you have that spot filled in. And another player that I think this is going to help too is Troy Pride, their fourth round pick. You know, before Eli Apple came in, you almost thought Troy Pride might have been forced into a starting spot. Now, he might still work his way into a starting spot because he's got talent, but he's still, you know, in developmental mode. He's, you know, got some work he has to do, and you know, he's not perfect by any means, but I think as a solid nickel guy, at least to start, Troy Pride can be good there. And now that you have Eli Apple to play on the outside, which he showed he can do pretty well, especially last year with what was a very talented Saints defense. Now he comes over and he's really going to be the leader, you know, of this Panther, at least in the cornerback room, and one of the leaders in that defensive backfield. Playing with the Saints, of course, he had the opportunity to play with Marshon Lattimore, and that's where, you know, a lot of the Saints defense focus was. But now this is Eli Apple's time to shine. This is his chance to prove that he can continue to get better and be that strong presence. You know, obviously he's no James Bradbury, but he has the tools to come in and be an immediate impact player for this rebuilding Panthers defense. And you know, if all plays well, he could work himself into another contract for 2021. So I'm really intrigued what Eli Apple is going to bring to the table. Like I said, I like the addition. I think Eli Apple has become a much better player than what he was his first 2 years with the Giants. And again, getting to play in Phil Snow's system, which, you know, likes to show a bunch of looks, I think it's a good spot, because, like I said, I think Eli Apple can do pretty well in, you know, both facets of the game. I think he's a good man defender. I think he does pretty well kind of sticking with his receivers. And then he's good in zone. You know, he's got that athletic ability. He can move around pretty well. So I'm excited. I'm intrigued what he's going to do for this team. And you know, this is just another one of those moves where it's like the Panthers know they're in rebuilding mode, but they feel like they have the pieces that they are almost like in a retooling stage as well. So It's going to be rather interesting. And it just, keeps going to show that the Panthers might be one of the more, I still don't think they're going to win a lot of games, but they're still going to be one of the more fascinating teams to watch just in terms of their development as we go through 2020. So Eli Apple now in the books. And before we jump over to the All-25 team, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors, of course, at BuiltBar.com, the protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar because they're made with 100% pure chocolate and numerous flavors for you to choose from, and they're all quite delicious. And again, they taste great, they're easily chewable, so they're unlike your typical protein bar. They actually taste really good. I'm not kidding when I say that. You could definitely taste the chocolate. It doesn't taste like a protein bar. It's almost like you're eating a Twix or a Milky Way, whatever your favorite candy bar is. But the benefits, of course, is that they are high in protein, low in sugar, high in fiber. So you get the benefits of the protein bar, but you get the glory of eating a candy bar all in one. And if you guys want to test it out for yourselves, it's very simple. Just go to BuiltBar.com and you can use our special promo code LOCKEDON and you get $10 off your first order. And of course, you can build your own box so you can try different flavors. So this is an opportunity for you to test them out and save a little bit of money in the process. So again, BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKEDON gets you $10 off your first order. And so to wrap up the week, like I said, I wanted to get into the 2020 all under 25 NFL team. This was compiled by NFL.com, kind of led by Mark Sessler. Again, just looking at the top players at each position under 25 years old heading into the season. So their note was that players had to be younger than 25 years old on September 10th, which of course is the scheduled kickoff season of the 2020 season when the Chiefs take on the Texans. And one player that we knew was going to be on this list was, of course, Christian McCaffrey, 23 years old. They write, one of the more impeccable gridiron specimens to grace Earth. McCaffrey's ground artistry and pass-catching elegance are the stuff of nightmares for would-be tacklers. As the only player in league history to notch 2,500-plus yards rushing and receiving over his first three seasons, McCaffrey's biggest feat is this. Accounting for 43% of Carolina's offense last season when teams knew he was the guy, snap after snap after snap. Consider that his 116 grabs a year ago were topped only by Saints luminary Michael Thomas. As a 23-year-old, McCaffrey joined forces with Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk as the only trio of backs to cross 1,000 yards rushing and receiving in the same campaign. Faulk, the Hall of Famer, didn't mince words, saying of McCaffrey, he's a better version of me. And we had touched on that in the past, how Marshall Faulk, I think this was back around the Combine, talked about McCaffrey and called him a better version of him. So, I mean, pretty strong praise there from the Hall of Famer. And like we said, McCaffrey and Faulk are two of only three backs. Roger Craig is the only other one to have 1,000 yards rushing and receiving in the same season. So no surprise at all that Christian McCaffrey made this team. But like I said before, you might be a little surprised to think who the other... Like, you might not have even thought there'd be another player. Like, we talked about DJ Moore yesterday in play for that top 100 list that John Leonard and all them then did yesterday. And, of course, they're not really talking specialists. But that's where we actually find the other Panther. Joey Sly, the kicker of the Panthers, showed up on their under 25 list, as Sly is 24 years old. As they write, losing veteran Graham Gano to a season-ending leg injury, the Panthers reached into their bag of tricks to dial up Sly in 2019. The newbie nailed 25 of 32 field goal attempts and showed off his powerful leg to hit on 8 of 11 tries from 50-plus yards. Sly also ranked third league-wide in kickoff distance before inking a one-year extension in February. So that's got to be a positive sign. And, you know, it's going to bring up an interesting debate as we move forward because, of course, Graham Gano will be back healthy and is still under contract. So what do the Panthers do at this point? The Panthers were able to, you know, kind of play the system a little bit with having these kickers and just simply putting Graham Gano on injured reserve before the final cut down to 53, which ended the season, and allowing them to keep Joey Sly. Because, of course, that was the debate even going into the roster cutdown. Would it be Gano? Would it be Sly? And they found a way to keep both. They just IR'd Graham Gano and just played Joey Sly. So we'll see what happens this year. But some good praise there from the NFL.com crew putting Joey Sly on their under 25 team. Just to skim through the rest of the team, obviously quarterback is Patrick Mahomes, 24 years old. The other running back on this list is 23-year-old Saquon Barkley. Wide receivers, 24-year-old Chris Godwin and 24-year-old Cortland Sutton. Then their flexes, 24-year-old Nick Chubb. Tight end, 23-year-old Mark Andrews of the Ravens. On offensive line, the two tackles, Orlando Brown of the Ravens, 24 years old, and Braden Smith of the Colts, 24 years old. Guards, Quentin Nelson, obviously, 24 years old, and Elgton Jenkins, the Packers guard, 24 years old. And at center, Saints center Eric McCoy, who's just 22 years old, who, of course, had a terrific rookie season at center. Defense, the two edges are Nick Bosa, 22 years old, and Myles Garrett, 24 years old. Interior D-line, Kenny Clark of the Packers at 24, and 22-year-old Dexter Lawrence of the Giants, last year's first-round pick. Because they noted Vita Vea is just past the 25 mark, so that made him ineligible. They put Lawrence in over Jeffrey Simmons, Taven Bryan, and Deshaun Hand. Linebackers, Leighton Vander Esch of the Cowboys, 24 years old. Bobby Okereke of the Colts at 23 years old. And then the corners, 24-year-old Marshawn Lattimore of the Saints and 23-year-old Marlon Humphrey of the Ravens. And then safeties, 24-year-old Jamal Adams of the Jets. We'll see how much longer he's with the Jets. And 23-year-old Minkah Fitzpatrick of the Steelers. Flex on defense, Derwin James, 23 years old. As we mentioned, Joey Sly, the kicker, and Jamie Gillen of the Cleveland Browns, 22 years old, at punter. And then they also added a return specialist on this list or on this team, and that was Deontay Harris of the New Orleans Saints, who had a terrific rookie season as a special teamer. So two Carolina Panthers making the NFL.com All 25 team, Christian McCaffrey at running back and Joey Sly at kicker. So there you have it. So how do you feel about it with Joey Sly in there as kicker? Interesting choice there. And I'm sure DJ Moore, you know, he's working his way into that list, but you certainly can't argue the two that were put in there in Chris Godwin and Cortland Sutton. I mean, we're already talking about Chris Godwin as one of the best wide receivers in the league, let alone one of the young guys. He's up there on the top of the list. But overall, not a bad team. And so there you go. So with that, I think that's a good spot to end it there. So again, the big story from yesterday, Eli Apple joining the Carolina Panthers on a one-year deal. I like the move. I like the fit. He can bring some versatility to a defense that's going to show a lot of versatility under Phil Snow. So I think it's a really nice fit there. So I'm going to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, really appreciate the support. Hope you guys have yourselves a great weekend, and we will see you Monday when we do it again here on the Locked On Panthers podcast. Until then, Billy Rossetti signing off. We'll see you soon. Take care, everyone.